as if their relationship wasn't complicated enough already.
Now Flint Mayor Karen Weaver has threatened to take Governor Rick Snyder in the state of Michigan to court.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So this notice, which is not an actual lawsuit or even a guarantee that a lawsuit is going to be filed, was meant to preserve the city's right to file a lawsuit down the road.
But city officials never told state officials this notice was going to be filed.
A blunder which ratcheted up tensions between the Snyder and the Weaver teams. The city said there was this deadline of March 25th to put a notice with the state court of claims.
Yeah, not clear, though, if that's actually the case, but it was the threat itself that caught people's attention.
It shows how the Snyder administration and the Weaver administration still haven't figured out how to communicate with each other.
Just one more fissure since Karen Weaver last November unseated the incumbent mayor just as the city was regaining control of following 4 years of state emergency management.
Team Snyder feeling burned at times by Weaver's efforts on behalf of Hillary Clinton, who's made Flint and the water crisis a presidential campaign issue.
That national attention itself a frustration and an embarrassment.
And a weight hampering Republicans running for anything.
Yeah. Meantime, Weaver feeling left out of a lot of Snyder's planning.
Now, Weaver did quickly get in touch with the governor and issued a statement that was supposed to help calm the waters, but it's pretty clear these two are still not on the same page.
Weaver wants more money for Flint, faster action, a commitment to removing all the lead water lines in the city.
Republicans arguing for a slower approach and saying Flint doesn't get a pass on accountability in terms of the money that might get sent that way.
Yeah, and remember, Lansing Republicans these days not used to not being in charge of the conversation.
So true. And if I know my Republicans, they're not going to be inclined to send millions or hundreds of millions of dollars to Flint. If it's possible, they'll have to send more under a court order.
So Republicans in the legislature will be looking for a deal that could include some guarantees about no lawsuits from the city as part of any Flint rescue package going forward.
Karen Weaver may have created a new friction point, but she has also, whether she meant to or not, played a card. It's a reminder that what happened in Flint remains a political hammer, and Lansing Republicans aren't the only ones with options.
You got no know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.